The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Namaskar. When Modi Sarkar came in, they promised minimum government, maximum governance. Now, minimum government, maximum governance had a lot of meaning, had interpreted many ways. Okay, a lot of us said, look, minimum governance means there'll be less ministers, there'll not be more ministers, there'll be less ministers handling the entire country. Some people said, you know what, they will not spend more on governance. The money spent on ministers and governance will be less, and therefore the government will be an effective and an economically viable government. But what less government, minimum government means is that there will be less interference with a common man's operational daily operation. There will be less interference with a common man's daily operation, which means there will be less interference with your business. There will be less interference when you want to start a business. There will be less interference if you want to hire an electricity line in your house. There will be less interference if you want to dry a water supply in your house. So there will be less interference. Government will not be interfering with everything that you do. And rightly so. When Modi took over as Prime Minister, he scrapped 1,175 laws. When I say 1,175 laws or stroke acts, actually acts, 1,175 acts, what I mean is he removed acts which were interfering with your lives. Now this 1,175 is not the right figure, because 1,175, a lot of them are already, you know, actually dilapidated acts which were not anyway put into action, acts didn't even have relevance. So in the process, there were 69 relevant acts which he actually removed so that it could be easy for an Indian to do business in India. He removed 69 acts. And as life progressed, as 2014 Achhe Din progressed, and the Achhe Din became, you know, a year old, the 69 acts that he scrapped, he added 96 acts on top of it. So he reduced 69 acts and he added 96 more. Which means that the concept of minimum government and more governance almost went down the drain. The government was more, the acts were more. Akhilesh, are these facts?
Sujit, what you're saying is a fact, because while only 69 operational acts were abolished, 96 fully operational ones came in a variety of domain of public living, conduct.
He reversed the number.
Well, for every two acts that he withdrew, he got in three more. Right. Now, whenever a new act comes in, to that extent, government machinery also comes in. So government size did not get minimized or reduced. In fact, it went up. But coming back to that promise, what it meant to me when he said maximum governance and minimum government was, my belief is that to govern a country like India, which is so diverse and which can be so complicated, you will need the government at every stage and step. To that extent, as long as it is needed, I would say it's fine. But if that very government operated under simpler laws, under laws which are not cumbersome, which did not have too many forms and returns to be filed, whose interpretation was not complicated, the Babus were not as corrupt as they would be, the life of the common man would not have been harassed. So if you had a simpler law, there was no corruption, you would really not have minded it. But experiences that whenever a new law comes in, that amount of corruption also comes in, that amount of complication comes in, that amount of simplicity is lost out of life, that amount of anxiety comes on the common man, and for violation of that law, the penalty and prosecutions also seep in, which incidentally in this regime have become very heavy. So that concept of minimum government never did materialize. If I have to talk from the angle of an entrepreneur, the laws have only become more onerous. You take the case like GST, a recently taken one which has been tom-tommed as a big achievement. GST is complicated. It is not only complicated, you can't understand it, the best of consultants are not able to. And to make it even more complicated, every day you have number of GST circulars, notifications, directives coming. It has not made life for the common man, the common entrepreneur easier. There's no minimum government there. Yeah, governance is maximum. You have the imprint of a government babu at every nook and corner, every step of the entrepreneur. But it is contrary to the political promise that was made. I do not think the government went down in the terms in which I am talking. I am accepting the presence of a government, but it has to be a simpler, rational and judicious government.
Correct. Akhilesh, I completely agree to you because it will not be in the interest of the nation to say that government interference should not be there, because it is definitely to ensure that, you know, the nation moves smoothly and things happen, especially in a diverse country like ours. But that being said, I think the problems were two. A, the governance that has been actually implied is not really smooth. It's not really easy. It's very complicated, number one. Number two, is such a promise shouldn't have been made in the first place.
Yes, I would say so. Otherwise, you should have delivered. If you really work towards it, you can have simpler laws. Where was the need to have a GST law which had a multiplicity of returns to be filed such that businessmen prefer to close down businesses than be registered on the GST? It could have been made simpler, not complicated, not cumbersome. Just having those 5 layers of, you know, GST rates and multiple rates made it so complicated.
Correct.
So it could have been simpler. If it was, then I would have said minimum government.
Correct. So now the point is, somewhere down the line, you had two statements that was made: minimum government, maximum governance. Minimum government, so definitely it didn't happen. So 69 laws scrapped, 96 laws bought back. So there it goes. And the maximum governance factor also didn't happen, because with all this law, is the businessman happy in India with the GST? Absolutely not. Is the airline working perfectly? Absolutely not. Is the banking system working perfectly? Absolutely not. Is what system? What system is actually working well?
Yes.
With all these government...
If I go on the governance part, governance means ruling something in an orderly fashion, wherein certain objectives are attained, supervisory functions are robust. The present state of the economy doesn't give any semblance of a good governance. So the mess in the economy, and of course, if you go to another direction, the huge mess, for example, in the banking sector, which is now permeating to every segment of our life, that itself shows that governance was not maximum. It has not delivered what it ought to. So A is, the government did not get minimum, and the governance, if it was really maximum, our economy would be in a far better situation, which today it is on a deteriorating path.
Correct. And if the banking is one very important sector that actually you are right, which is now affecting almost everybody.
I'll give you an instance. After this Nirav Modi scam, wherein one entrepreneur ran away, I'm talking about, you know, both these aspects, governance and government. Every borrower today is required to give a copy of his passport.
Correct.
I mean, the amount of KYC that has shot up only because one Nirav Modi ran away. How does that apply? So the maximum governance and the minimum government both get diluted. I'll give you another example. You had those shameful and shocking Ponzi schemes in West Bengal. Sujit, there are enough laws in this country which are adequate to tackle a Ponzi scheme menace. Whether it's the CRPC, whether it is SEBI, whether it is the Banking Regulation Act, you got enough acts to tackle it. And now they've come up with another act to control Ponzi. What does it mean? The government does not become minimum. Another regulator will come in. Another bunch of forms to be filled, rules to be complied will come in. And where is the need and where is the governance getting effective? So it has not been delivered.
Correct. So now, my question actually, what I was trying to come to is, You had one banking sector which infected, and it is getting, and the infection is getting bigger and bigger. You have another sector which is the revenue sector, the income tax, the sale tax, the GST. I'm sorry, the GST now, sale tax doesn't exist anymore. Somewhere down the line, I think this department is getting more and more difficult for a common man.
Oh, it is.
It is getting very difficult for a common man. Just to conclude my question, Akhilesh, is getting difficult for a common man is because now he is scared of the revenue department. He is scared of every notice that comes from revenue department, and revenue department at a drop of a hat sends a notice to a common man. It is not the big, the black money guys are still having their black money, enjoying themselves without anything happening to them. But the poor common man, see, when one gets notice, when I get a notice, Akhilesh, I don't sleep that night because I wonder what the hell. So it is only affecting poor people, and it's only affecting people who lives in a very meager salaries and this thing.
I will add to what you're saying. It is not just the revenue acts which have gone more onerous, more extensive, but even the corporate laws. The Companies Act has now become a very tedious act to be able to comply with. The cost of compliance has shot up. The levy of penalties at the drop of a hat are very heavy. They also border on prosecution very soon. And the entire process of not filing attracts so much of attention on a common entrepreneur that they don't want to be in companies. And then, even if you're running a company well in a routine form for some reason, for some professional negligence, probably did not get filed, they come and close down the company. And all the wrong and very dangerous notices get issued. This is not, you know, minimum government, maximum governance. The last that I heard was that for the registrar of companies, to be very sure that a company is genuine, they are going to insist that every year you, upload to the ROC site a short video containing the photograph of the directors of the company for them to know that the director exists, and also of the office where they are operating. I think that's carrying it too far.
That's absolutely carrying it too far. And this has been happening for the last two and a half years, and it is actually appalling. So to conclude, Akhilesh, when we voted, we were looking forward for a 5 good years of living in peace and living with dignity and ensuring that the ease to do business and the ease to live would be far more higher than what we had in the last 70 years of our existence as an independent country. What we find is, for a common man, it is getting more and more and more and more difficult. Is it minimum government and maximum governance? You decide. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.